Hi. I'm here to talk about what we have done to. I need to talk about what we're doing and my work to. Does this work? Okay. I'll just change slides here. That's easier. Good. We are at an ISP in Copenhagen, and we do fiber to the building type networks, where we due to the high concentration and cost of customers, we can give them some quite good rates. And we currently have a little bit more than 100 gig going through our network. And if we look a bit at how a network can be simplified, then we have some external connections, PNIs, ISPs, transit connections, and they are all going in to a router that is DFC, that means default free zone. So it doesn't have a default route. It only knows all the million different routes to all the networks connected to the internet. And then from there, traffic going into the network goes on to a layer three switch, where we have OSPF cloud, which knows all of the internal routing. And then we have end users connected to that, and we have some internal streaming servers, so that we don't have to get every unicast stream from Amsterdam or elsewhere. We used to do this with an old Cisco big chassis router back when we had 10 gig. That was a very simple time. And then we upgraded to something like this when we changed over to 40 gig. And these are both operated as a router and a stick, but I'll come back to that later. And then in 2020, we changed to just run it on a 2U server. With four 10 gig ports chained together, so still 40 gig. And then in 21, we upgraded to 100 gig with some of these cards. And like the router and stick I talked about before, this is basically when you have a single port on your router, and then you just use VLAN tags to differentiate between different external connections. You start doing that because router ports are expensive, so it's a lot cheaper just to aggregate it with VLANs and a switch. And it's also an easy way to scale without using too much money. So now we get into what TC-Flow is. It's an API extension to the kernel, originally, I think, developed by Mellanox. But it's mainly marketed as just for making open vSwitch more efficient and bypassing the host system. However, apart from just being used in this sense, it can also be used to do forwarding or other shenanigans.